one of the more athletic basketball players our city has ever seen. Andrew Parker joins us once again. Mr. Parker, how you doing?
Good.
The AGP Flight School, named after yourself, is starting. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of more young basketball players. We'll see it at the upcoming draft in 3 weeks from today, where maybe three guys go in the top 15. What's your camp offer?
Well, my camp is basically trying to help these kids. In addition to learning a lot of life skills, I want to help all the people involved with the basketball camp to increase their vertical jumping skills, as well as be inspired and motivated by a number of athletes and coaches at the ACC and CIS and NCAA level that I'll be having come in to talk to the kids. So just getting them prepared for their future in education as well as in sports.
Now, you are one of the best vertical jumpers around. How can you improve kids' vertical jumping?
Well, I just think it's about habits, right? For a number of our kids, maybe they learn the basics of just shooting and dribbling, but when do they really get a chance to learn how to jump properly off of 1 foot and 2 foot and to be able to do a lot of difficult maneuvers in the air? And at a very young age, I learned that from my brother, Steven, who played for the UVA Golden Bears. He was very nimble and athletic in the air, and he showed me all the ways that he was able to manipulate the basketball in the air and slam dunk and do a lot of up and under moves. And that's what I want to give to this new generation. It's not just the skills of just dribbling and passing and shooting, but how to jump as well and the proper techniques involved. So I have a little bit of track and field techniques implemented within my basketball camp as well.
Andrew, you talk about technique, and that's very important, but how far do you delve into the physical fitness of the kids at that camp? Because you need a certain amount of athletic ability to put into play to proper technique.
Absolutely, and that's why each and every day at the beginning of the day, we work on a number of different stretches for particular muscles that you'll be using while jumping. So the quadriceps, we do a number of quadriceps stretches and calf muscles, your hamstrings as well. And it's a way for them not just to do it with like weightlifting, just a way for they can do it where it's functional fitness as well. And I think it's very important also. I was a fitness teacher at Emmy Lazert this year in addition to phys ed. And just some of the things that I learned as a teacher, I'm trying to implement that as well into basketball technique for these kids. So it's very important to get that fitness. But it has to start from a young age so that by the time they get to 18, 19, 20, they've already been doing it for so long that they're just ready to make that transition into college when they make that move.
Andrew, I'd like to ask you about some of the mechanics of what you're talking about. A couple of players come to mind for me. Somebody that everybody out there would know, at least if they're a little bit older, Spud Webb, 5 foot what, five? How does a player 5 foot five get above the rim? And there's another guy on the U of A teams I covered. His name was Clayton Pottinger. Now, he was over 6 feet, but man, he was the elevator man. He could, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
In simple terms, what do you need to get that kind of vertical?
It's funny you should say that, because Clayton Pottinger was my assistant coach when I was the U of A Golden Bear as well.
Ah.
So I know Clayton very well, and I just talked to him about a month ago. He's a coach at Red Deer right now. So I saw him quite often this year, and I said, you inspired me to get out on that court and to play for my province and for my city. So in basic terms, it's all about the habitual nature of getting up and doing specific jumping motions repetitively over and over and over again, and then challenging yourself to reach new heights. So when I first learned how to dunk, I was watching my brother Steve, and he was in grade 7, and he was 5'5 like Spud Webb, but he was dunking.
Huh.
So when I saw him doing it at that age, and when I was about 5'10, 5'11, I still couldn't do it. It just motivated me. So it had to come from within, and it had to come from my body as well. Now, the only thing is, each and every time you set a goal, like what we'll do is we'll do kind of like the NBA combine, where they set the height, a specific height. We mark it off, and that's what we're going to do in my camp, is we're going to mark off their initial jumps. And then at the end of the camp, we're going to see how far they've come, and we're going to have them challenge it until the next year when they come in, so 2015, we're able to see how much they were able to increase their vertical leaps. In addition to giving them the tools, like tangibly in front of them in the camp, I'm going to give each and every single one of our camp members my jumping routine. And that's something I've been compiling ever since I was a Golden Bear, Concordia Thunder athlete, as well as a professional athlete.
Andrew Parker joins us talking about the AGP flight school for young basketball players. Now, I think you have spots for 50 kids. It's open to boys and girls, all skill levels, ages 11 to 18. How can they register?
Well, they can just go online to the website, www.andrewgparker.com. Drop an email to me at agparker@ualberta.ca, and I'm more than happy to talk to them about the camp and our coaches and what type of goals we have for any children involved with the basketball camp this year.
And the camp goes July 8th to 11th. What time of day?
We're going to go from about 8:30 till 2:30 or 3 p.m., and it's going to have a little bit of lunch in between. But the majority of the time, we're going to work on a lot of fundamental skills as well as jumping ability, and we're going to have a little bit of motivation sessions from various players in the city of Edmonton.
And where's the camp at?
It's at Emmy Lizard High School, so 6804 144 Avenue. I was very fortunate to do my practicum teaching at Emmy Lizard this year, and it was the perfect venue for a number of kids in the neighborhood and from the city of Edmonton to come down and experience the game.
Andrew, I got to bounce this off you. Could you help a 55-year-old, 6'1" guy who's had 5 knee surgeries get back above the rim?
Absolutely. And you know what? This particular 55-year-old can come and see me anytime this weekend, and we'll go and train together at McEwen University, and we'll get it done like old dogs do.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you better bring a helmet that fits Bronte's head, because the last time he was doing anything athletic with us, he gave himself a concussion on his first shift of road hockey.
Oh, my goodness. whatever it takes.
Now, before I let you go, who you got in the NBA final?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Because I watched Tim Duncan play the game for a number of years, I got to support him. But then again, LeBron is going to be – well, he is the face of the NBA right now. So I'm choosing San Antonio, but if Miami wins, you know what? It's LeBron's time.
And, Andrew, you look at the Canadian talent. Andrew Wiggins might go first overall. We had a Bennett go last year. You've got Ennis. Mm-hmm. You've got Stokas. You know, you got Edgem. All these Canadians that are going in the first two rounds of the NBA draft. Do you find that that spurs on even more kids in Edmonton just because they're watching and seeing all these guys say, you know what, I want to go out and try basketball now?
You absolutely, and even coaching at Lizard this year and doing a number of basketball camps and being a host on Shaw TV for the Jasper Place Rebels tournament, you see it more and more. These kids are ready and these kids are inspired, and that's why with this camp, the AGP Flight School, I want to inspire these kids, not just to say, well, I just want to play basketball for fun, but if you are competitive and you want to get to that level, well, these are the people that you can talk to. Here are your resources. Go out and try your best and give it your best. And who knows, maybe one day we'll have somebody from Edmonton or Calgary or Alberta make it to the NBA.
Well, that would be awesome. Andrew, great job in the camp. Goes July 8th to 11th, and then go to andrewgparker.com for more details. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your day.